I'm Herb Trix, and former Illinois Congressman Lane Evans is the subject of a new biography. Devin Hansen of Rock Island says it took 8 years, plus 2 years to find a publisher, to finally release Guts, the Lane Evans story. Hansen says he first got the idea in 2006, about the time Evans resigned from Congress due to the effects of Parkinson's disease.
And I first met Lane in 1983 when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I followed his career as a political junkie, you know, growing up. And he always kind of voted the way I would want a representative to vote. So I admired him a lot. And obviously he had a lot of celebrity around here. He helped so many people. So I thought, he has such a legendary status locally. I thought it would be nice to bring that story to a national audience.
He scoured back issues of local newspapers, interviewed friends and associates, and spent time with the Lane Evans papers at Western Illinois University. Evans' father was a firefighter and his mother was a nurse, and Hansen says Evans never forgot where he came from.
His brothers said that, you know, politics were their sports. When they were around the dinner table, that's what they discussed. And, you know, Lane saw just how people, you know, especially in the early 80s with the recession and whatnot, how the working class was kind of getting shafted, and he identified with a lot of people due to his upbringing, like I said. And when he got into Congress, you know, for the first year, he was sleeping on the couch in his office, and he returned 10% of his salary. And he said that, you know, my constituents don't get these pay raises and these benefits, so why should I?
Reporters can remember the day after each election, very early on cold November mornings, seeing a lone figure outside factories in the Quad Cities. That was Evans spending hours shaking hands and thanking his supporters. And along with organized labor, some of his strongest supporters were farmers, but not all of them.
The farmers he kind of had a love-hate relationship with. He quit the Agricultural Committee after his first term, and I think that upset a lot of farmers, but throughout his career, he was always working for the small farmers, not the big agribusinesses. And that was something that a lot of people kind of didn't necessarily understand.
Lane Evans also focused his attention in Congress on helping veterans. He served in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam War.
One of his major accomplishments was for veterans. It was the Agent Orange Act of 1991. He worked for it for 10 years from the moment he got into office. But he met a lot of resistance from Sonny Montgomery and other people on the Veterans Affairs Committee. They didn't see Vietnam as the war. They saw World War II as the actual war. So Lane had a hard time fighting for all these benefits for the Vietnam vets. And finally in 91, he was able to co-sponsor it, and it was passed.
Barack Obama says of Lane Evans, "I wouldn't be president without you." That stemmed from Evans' involvement in the 2004 Democratic race for an Illinois seat in the U.S. Senate.
There were a lot of people running, and Obama struck him the most. You know, they had the most in common. They had the most similar viewpoints, and he saw the same guts within Obama that he had to vote his political conscience rather than what was expedient. So he endorsed Obama when everybody was telling him not to. And so he stuck his neck out. Nobody else was endorsing him. He was the first notable Illinois politician to stick his neck out when everybody told him not to. And it just turned out to be the right decision.
Evans was first elected in 1982 and served until 2006 when he resigned due to the effects of Parkinson's disease. Hansen also chronicles Evans' final years.
I felt it was important for people to realize what Parkinson's is like. Hopefully it brings more awareness. Also, I think Lane would want people to know when he was in office with Parkinson's, he was still functioning, he was still working hard, and hopefully that gives inspiration to other Parkinson's patients that they can accomplish things too.
Lane Evans died on November 5th, 2014, and is buried in the National Cemetery on Arsenal Island in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix.